Morning.
Morning.
Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning. It is good for us to be together. The sun is shining. It's a beautiful day. All of those amazing and wonderful things. We're here continuing to celebrate our green and growing season after Pentecost. And if I can get you to think back 2 years, first weekend in August 2020, that was my first weekend here as your new pastor. It's been 2 years. That's kind of amazing. I'm looking forward to number 3 and 4 and however many, but it's a wonderful thing. And I remember that because it's the weekend closest to my birthday. Monday is my birthday. And I'm not bringing that up because I'm hoping for something. My older brother and I sometimes have this amazing thing, and he found for me what he thought was the perfect birthday present this year. It's a t-shirt with Martin Luther on it, right? But more than that, it says, nailed it. Martin Luther, 1517, Wittenberg, Germany. I just didn't think I could wear it on a Sunday morning, but That's the humor my family has. That is the beauty of having all of those sisters and brothers and all the rest of that. But there we are. We have Sunday school bags in the back. So if there are children here or there will be children visiting, please make sure they get that bag and that little glimpse of how much God loves them. This 2 weeks, Sunday, August 21st, we're going to be doing a blessing of the backpacks for all of the members of the congregation, all of the people who come and are around us who are returning to school. Whether you're a student, whether you're a teacher, whether you're an administrator, if you've got a backpack, we will be blessing that and offering thanks for and blessings for the year to come. Also on that Sunday, August 21, we have a congregational meeting in between services, all right? We'd had one in July and everything we thought went well, but then we realized we needed 100 of us. And so we're coming with a second meeting, have the same agenda, looking at you know, raising the funds so that we can repair the stuff outside, so we can repair the stuff inside, and then also a second reading of our new constitution where we won't need 100 of us for a vote. All right, so please mark your calendars. Please join us on that Sunday, August 21, so that we can have the 100 that we need, so that we can move forward as a congregation, so that we can be together as sisters and brothers in Christ. That's all the announcement. Yay! We didn't come for announcements. We came so that we can add our voices to God's people across the globe, giving thanks and praise. And so as we come in worship, let us continue our worship. As we join together in singing our gathering song, Amazing Love, let us rise and sing together.
I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me.
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you sent your Holy Spirit to be the life and light of your church. Open our hearts to the riches of your grace, that we may be ready to receive you wherever you appear. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
Our first lesson this morning comes from Genesis chapter 15, beginning at the first verse. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me, for I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, You have given me no offspring, and so a slave born in my house is to be my heir. But the word of the Lord came to him, This man shall not be your heir. No one but your own issue shall be your heir. He brought him outside and said, Look toward heaven and count the stars, if you are able to count them. Then he said to him, So shall your descendants be. And he believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson comes from Hebrews chapter 11, beginning at the first verse. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith our ancestors received approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen is made from things that are not visible. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out for a place that he was to receive as an inheritance, and he set out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he stayed for a time in the land he had been promised, as in a foreign land, living in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith he received power of procreation, even though he was too old, and Sarah herself was barren, because he considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one person, and this one as good as dead, descendants were born, as many as the stars of heaven, and as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. All of these died in faith without having received the promises, but from a distance they saw and greeted them. They confessed that they were strangers and foreigners on the earth, for people who speak in this way make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land that they had left behind, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. And indeed, he has prepared a city for them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Luke in the 12th chapter. Jesus said, Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out. An unfailing treasure in heaven where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would have not let his house be broken into. You must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. The Gospel of our Lord. The congregation may be seated. I would love to invite the children to come on forward. Well, thank you so very much. I appreciate that. Now, what if I told you that we have treasure here at St. John? Where do you think we should start searching for treasure here. That's exactly right. We can start right here because, you know, I saw your eyes start to perk up and it was like, ooh, treasure. It's not gold and it's not, you know, jewelry or jewels or things like that. No, the treasure we have is the kingdom of God. It's what Jesus was talking about. And we can start right here, right in this spot where we do baptism, right in this spot, because this is a place God promised me. All right? So we can start right here. Let's see, where else can we look? We could look right here on this altar with this bread and this wine, which is also at the same time the body and blood of Jesus. This is a place where God promises to be. So we can look here too. And then also way up here. Look right here. God promises to be with us when we are in this place. And so we can look for the treasure here. We can look for the treasure right here from where we listen for God's words to come to us. Treasure, 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 treasure. Now, do you recognize something that all of these places have in common? All of these places where we've been looking, do you see something that they have in common? You know, what's this right here on top of here? What is that? It's a cross on there, right? What's on top of there? A cross, right? What's up there at the big altar? What's over here by where we read the scriptures? A cross. See, most of the time when we're looking for treasure, X marks the spot here among all of us. The cross marks the spot, all right? So all of those places are places we can look for the treasure. How about out there in the pews? Do you think we can look for the treasure out there? Yep, because all of those people out there, God has promised to be with them. How about in your own heart? God promises to be with all time. And so if you want to know where that treasure is and you're really not sure, look to your heart. God is with you. God loves you. God forgives you. God will give you strength to make it through. That's the treasure. Now, it's not gold. I get it. But it's still the greatest treasure we'll ever see. Let's pray. Gracious, holy, and good God, we thank you for the treasure that is your kingdom. Help us to experience your presence when we're here in this place. Help us to carry your presence with us as we go from this place. And help us to bring your kingdom to all the people we can. We thank you for the day, Lord. Amen. Thank you for being here. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So, does X mark the spot for you? Is it in a chest somewhere hidden away from the eyes of other people? Or is it right in front of you in your wallet or in your purse? Is it your house or your car? Is it your golf clubs or your sewing machine? Is it your family or friends? Where is your treasure? Did you work hard for it? Did you have to go off on an adventure to find it? Are you still looking for it and think you missed out because somebody else got the Mega Millions number last weekend? Where is your treasure? What is your treasure? These are the things that Jesus is asking us to ponder today, and to ponder in light of God's love shown to us in Jesus' own life. Because Jesus tells us that where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So what we treasure is important because our heart follows our treasure. It's not the other way around, as so many people believe. So if your treasure is the Ohio State football team or the Cincinnati Bengals, there your heart is. If your treasure is money or wealth or property, there your heart is. If your treasure is prestige or power or authority, there your heart is. If your treasure is being right or knowing it all or being on top, there your heart is. Our treasure doesn't follow our heart. Our heart follows what we treasure. And while any of those things that I listed can be fun and good for us and all the rest of that, striving only for these can cause hardship and dilemma because someone always has more and Jesus wants us to treasure something else altogether. Christ wants us to find the kingdom of God as our treasure. Jesus wants us to seek first the kingdom of God and discover that what we treasure is the love and forgiveness, the grace and peace, the comfort and hope that comes as a gift to us from God. More than anything else, this is what Jesus wants for all of us. Earlier in the gospel, Jesus promises that if we seek first the kingdom of God, all these things will be added to you. Treasure God's kingdom. The rest we need follows. Jesus continues by teaching us and telling us, do not fear. It is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. So what is the kingdom? It's not a place, but it happens in lots of places. It's not any one action, because many different actions can bring the kingdom about. It's not only a state of mind, but to know Christ makes it easier for us to see. You see, God's kingdom is the moments when you know God is here. Moments when you know God's grace and forgiveness and love is here with us right now. Sometimes that kingdom comes and it's such a brief, short period of time, and sometimes that kingdom comes for much longer. But the kingdom time is time filled with blessing and peace, with comfort and hope. We can bring the kingdom to people around us, and those same people can bring the kingdom to us. The kingdom comes when we know right down to our toes that God is with us, even if we only see it in hindsight, because the kingdom comes when we discover Jesus in the moment. If you're broke down on the side of the road and someone stops to help you, that can be a kingdom moment. If you're at a funeral or a visitation and you're talking and remembering and sharing stories and even tears, that can be a kingdom moment. Stopping to help a classmate in the hallway when their book bag breaks, that can be a kingdom moment. Coming to the altar here and receiving our Lord's body and blood, that can definitely be a kingdom moment. All of these, and almost anything else in our everyday lives, can be moments when God's kingdom comes. Now, it can be easier to see when two or three of us are gathered together because Jesus promises to be here. Sometimes it's easier to see in places like this, where the cross of Christ stands to remind us of God's love. But the truth is that God's kingdom happens all the time and all over the place. It is what we pray for when we use the Lord's Prayer, and God makes it happen to all of us as a gift. Because for Jesus, the kingdom is our treasure, and it's a gift and not a paycheck. Have no fear, little flock, he says, for it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. We cannot earn a spot in the kingdom of God no matter what we do. We do not deserve the gift of God's kingdom no matter who it is that we think we are. The truth is that God comes to us even if and when we're working against God. And God offers us the moments where we know God's love and forgiveness, God's comfort and hope. It's a gift. God's kingdom is the gift Jesus came to bring to all of us. In his life and teaching, Jesus brings the kingdom. In his healing and helping, Jesus brings the kingdom. In the way he welcomes outcasts and talks with the lost and the left out, Jesus brings the kingdom. In his suffering and dying, Jesus brings the kingdom, showing us the depth of God's love for all of us. In his rising from the dead, Jesus brings the kingdom and shares its actuality and its opportunity for coming with all of us. You see, there is no map we need to follow and no X to mark the spot, for it is the cross that marks the spot of the kingdom. The selfless, extravagant love of God brings to us the gift of the kingdom and helps us to see God's kingdom all around. What we need to do is watch and be ready to share it. Like the servants waiting for their master that Jesus is talking about today. We watch and we wait, and we can see when Christ comes to us. When we treasure God's kingdom, we can be prepared and know that selling things and giving alms and rolling up your sleeves and serving others is exactly what it is that we get to do. Jesus is out there, ahead of you. And like Jesus tells us on Easter, we get to go out and find him. Out there, ahead of us, in the world and in the people around us. And so we watch and we open ourselves to the moments. We share God's love that has been so lavishly given to us. And when these things happen, the kingdom comes. God is with us. And we realize that our master, our Lord and Savior serves us. God pours his grace on us fully and freely as the kingdom comes. We serve one another and Christ serves us all as the kingdom comes. And all of this happens all the time and anytime. We need only be ready for it, to be prepared to share. Jesus reminds us that we don't know when the thief will come. And that can make us uneasy and afraid. But Jesus asks us not to fear, but be ready. Jesus is trying to turn our dread into anticipation. In Christ, we get to be prepared less for the end of things than for the daily opportunities to bring God's kingdom to life. We get to follow Jesus and be ready to love our neighbors, to care for one another, to work for peace, and share hope with all people. So where is it, your treasure? Today we discover that God's love in Christ Jesus gives us our treasure, the kingdom of God, where the cross marks the spot. Find it, share it, live it. Amen. Let us celebrate our baptisms as we share together our faith using the words we find in the Apostles' Creed. Let us rise. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Trusting in God's extraordinary love, let us come near to the Holy One in prayer. Let your loving kindness be upon your church. Fill all who proclaim the gospel of your Spirit. Equip your flock to speak your word of promise and hope in the midst of fear and uncertainty. And as the ELCA meets this week in Columbus, Lord, bless them in their deliberation and in their worship. Help them to find joy as they meet and as they love and as they serve one another and all of us. Lord, in your mercy, let your loving kindness be upon your creation. Dwell among us and sustain our earthly home. In places of famine, provide nourishment. In places of plenty, fashion us to be good stewards of your bounty. Lord, in your mercy, let your loving kindness be upon your world. Be our helper and our shield in places torn by strife and violence, especially Ukraine. Raise up courageous leaders to govern in compassion with justice. Lord, in your mercy, let your loving kindness be upon your children. Look upon all who wait for your steadfast love. Console those who grieve and embrace those who carry out, who cry out to you. Help us to trust your promise and not be afraid. Lord, in your mercy, compassionate God, we pray for those who need your healing presence. Bless all who suffer illness and disease, who struggle with injury and accident. We pray especially for Jack, Carol, Fran, Sharon, Mary, and Lois. We also celebrate with Corey and Kristen on the birth of their daughter. May the hope-filled presence of Christ rest upon them and all. Lord, in your mercy, let your loving kindness be upon this community. Fashion our hearts to strive for the way of peace. Strengthen the outreach ministries of this congregation and all who care for those in need. Lord, in your mercy, with thanksgiving, we remember all who have died in faith and now rest in you. As they place their hope in you, so strengthen us to trust in your promise of new life. Lord, in your mercy, receive the prayers of your children, merciful God, and hold us forever in your steadfast love. Through Jesus Christ, our holy wisdom. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord grant that we see what needs to be seen and do what needs to be done. May the Lord bless and protect you all. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you all with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May your week be filled with blessings as you go into the world with hope.
To make God's vision.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.